from victory to defeat within weeks.
I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Liz Truss's leadership has been short but not uneventful. Just 2 days after becoming prime minister, the death of Queen Elizabeth II was announced. Politics ground to a halt as the UK observed the mourning period for Britain's longest-serving monarch. But it was her promise of sweeping tax cuts, a pledge that won her the leadership race, that cast doubt on the direction she was taking. How they would be funded remained unclear.
We are cutting stamp duty.
That uncertainty sent the markets into meltdown, while millions face a cost-of-living crisis. The pound plunged to a 37-year low, and the Bank of England intervened to protect pensions. Yet Truss insisted it was the right course.
Well, Mr. Speaker, what we have done is we have taken decisive action.
Criticism followed. The honeymoon period was over.
Great pleasure.
Upon her fateful U-turn, her chancellor and close ally at the time, Kwasi Kwarteng, was sacked. A familiar face, former Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, replaced him, and a hasty reversal began.
It is clear that parts of our mini-budget went further and faster than markets were expecting. So the way we are delivering our mission right now has to change.
But it did little to ease fears. Disapproval of her handling of the economy continued, even from steadfast allies.
I disagree with the policy, but that's up to Great Britain to make that judgment, not me.
In the end, the fallout from her first major political announcement proved too damaging for her and her party.
Two-year energy freeze, gone. Tax-free shopping, gone. Economic credibility, gone.
A second cabinet minister quit. Hours later, Conservative MPs alleged they were bullied into backing Truss. Voters lost confidence, already contending with the economic repercussions.
In terms of a sort of legacy of Trussism, it's perhaps the end of cakeism, the end of you can have your cake and eat it, the end of that kind of fantasy politics, a return to, with her removal, a return to the real world where policy has to be made in a globalized economy.
A lesson for the next leader whose primary job will be to restore stability and confidence in the UK.
Thank you.
Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.